channel was subbing, the sub in the bed time to turn it on. I heard this explained. It's such a thrill to have somebody who knows it explain it. I have one, a Likutei Moharan tape of a shiur he once gave in Yiddish. I forgot whether it was a Siyum on Likutei Moharan or something like that. And there he goes off on a tangent, Rebbe Zal, to explain this item. You know, he says, we're going to go into this item and clarify it because he wanted to say a Chiddush regarding it, so he gave this introduction. Clear? Next, let's go. Okay, Rebbe Zal says, Shehim b'chinas zokin, b'chinas tikunei atik, shalidei zeh, zeichen la'shirus. So he said, through Yira, you get to Taisif Yomim, to Arichas Yomim. Through Arichas Yomim, you get to Ashirus. And through Ashirus, you get to his Bainas HaTorah, which we started off with. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki HaYira, now we're going to connect. Yira was the bottom item on the totem pole. Ashirus was the top item on the totem pole, right? We connected them through levels. Now let's take the top and bottom and show how they're one. Let's see how Yira affects Ashirus directly. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki ha-yira shoymeres mehepech shoashirus. Yira is the quality which guards a person, chas v'shalom, from the opposite of ashirus, meaning dahainu anius. It's a person's fear of Hashem that saves him from being poor, meaning, because what does poverty come from? Shebo al yidei bechinas sheker hachein vehevo ayofi. How does a person become poor? Through the union of sheker hachein vehevo ayofi, through giving love to the wrong places, showing, considering beautiful an item that's really ugly. Rabbeinu Zal's about to explain now. Kiyesh kamo minei chen shel sheker. There are many types of chen shel sheker. What is chen? Chen is, let's say, a certain item. Let's say, a picture of Rebbe Zal, let's say. It's an item which to his Talmidim, it has chen, meaning, even if it's not that beautiful, if the picture didn't come out good, because we hold Rebbe Zal such hashivas, you see a picture, the item has its own chen. When a person has chen in the eyes of Hashem, it means regardless of how good his tefillah is, if he can't word his tefillah properly, like or whatever, the fact that there's chen means he loves you, meaning you come to him, he lights up. You say it a little better or worse, whatever you ask for, he'll grant you. That's chen. Rabbi Nezal says there's chen shel sheker. There's certain items which people love and they enjoy and they adore, and yet it's a false adoration. They're adoring something that's silly-like. Meaning, Rabbi Nezal says, Yesh kama mine chen shel sheker, she'isim ba'amido o ba'achilo o b'dibure im anoshim. There are many people who when they eat, they act a certain way, and they do it because they know people are watching them, and it's a type of arrogance, like the way they eat, it's like a chen shel sheker. Either they'll show a certain humbleness or arrogance. Either one, you classify as chen shel sheker, it's moronicness-like. Or in the way they talk to people, it's not with a tmimus. Chen shel sheker is the opposite of tmimus-like. In other words, they'll talk a certain way because so that the person should look up to them, or look down to them, or look sideways. In other words, it's a type of sheker. The chen b'shar dvorim, regarding all aspects of a person's life, there are times when a person acts in a manner of chen shel sheker. U'lechol dovar yesh chen acha miyuchot. And each item has its own chen. People who fall into this chen shel sheker, they walk a certain way, they talk a certain way, they sleep. Everything they do is with this falseness, like a false type of chen. The chol elu hachenos shel sheker heim boim al yidei hevel hayofi. Rabbi Nezal says, what makes a person fall into this chen shel sheker? It's a nin of pigama bris. The pasuk says sheker achein vehevel hayofi. You know who's one who falls into sheker achein? One who falls into hevel hayofi, meaning the chinas says the pasuk says sheker achein vehevel hayofi. Now Rabbi Nezal is going to explain meaning. The hainu, this means mi she'enoi nishmar mi yofi hanoshim, a person who doesn't guard himself from the beauty of women. What do we mean by guard himself? Not to look, not to think about, not to be associated with that topic at all. Al yidei zeh yesh lo taivos shel elu chenos shel sheker. By through being negligent in the aspect of tikkun habris, this leads a person to fall into this pit of these chenos shel sheker. The person wants to act a certain way so people should look at him a certain way. All kinds of ridiculous, insane things. Rabbi Nezal says, so that's sheker achen vehevel hayofi. What's the opposite of this whole mess? The opposite of this whole mess is v'yira hu hetach mizeh. Yira is the exact opposite. How do we see this? Follow the pasuk through. Sheker achen vehevel hayofi. However, isha yiras Hashem itisalo. You want to know? These things are ugly and disgusting. You want to know what's beautiful? Isha yiras Hashem itisalo. Meaning, Rabbeinu Zal said, k'mo shekosu sheker achen vehevel hayofi, isha yiras Hashem itisalo. That's the opposite of this Sheker Achein Vevayefi. Next. The Alkein Rabbi Nizal says, therefore, Avram v'Yitzchak, Avram avinu, Yitzchak avinu, kishebo'u lemekleimos, sheloi hayu sham yirois, when they came to places where there weren't yirois, there weren't fear of Hashem, v'tekev kisherotzu lechnois l'sham, as soon as they were about to enter into a city which was lacking in yiros Hashem, hirgishu zois, their neshamos was so powerful, they felt it instantly, they felt the lack of yiros Hashem in the place. How did they feel it? Al yedei shehizchiru lahargish lefi erech gredel kidushasam yoyfi hanoshim. When they felt a change in their nature, when they felt themselves feeling an attraction towards the beauty of women on their level, that's when they knew that there was a lack of Yiras Shamayim in the place. Meaning, if you recall Yochamish, there was a story that Avram Avinu came, was traveling to a place. He was about to come to the place, and as he was coming there, he looked into a river. He saw Sarah Imenu's face reflecting in the river, and what was the lashon that he used?
Ati yadati ki shi yifas mare'ot.
Now I know that you're a beautiful woman. So the Gemara says, what does he mean now? He knows he's married, but for 20 years he didn't know. The Gemara says, yes, he never looked at her face. Now they happened to be traveling, they happened to be near a river, he looked into the river to wash himself, he noticed her reflection, that's when he first noticed that she was beautiful. The Gemara, so now Rabbeinu Zal explains, why? Why did that happen? Why did it happen that after that, at that moment, he noticed the beauty of his wife? This happened to Avraham Avinu, and it happened to Yitzchak Avinu also. Why? Because they were about to enter into cities which lacked in Yiras Shamayim. He was headed for Mitzrayim. They were going to Avimelech, in Mitzrayim. They were going to Mitzrayim at the time, am I right? They were going to Mitzrayim at the time, which was a place which was the opposite of Yiras Shamayim. It was hinted to them, their neshama manifested this being about to enter into a mokah and lacking Yiras Shamayim by feeling the hevel hayoyfi, by having any shaychus to the beauty of women. This didn't apply to them at all. These were the other situations. The fact that the topic of beauty of women came into their lives at all was because they were about to enter into a mokah which lacked yira. We'll prove it to you from Sukkim. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Valkein hergishu she'en sham yira." That's how they knew that the places they were entering into were lacking in yira. V'alkein osru al atzmon zivug nishaisehen kachaisoi, and that's why they took on themselves when they entered into those places that they os aser, they didn't have any relations with their wives. They held their wives like their sisters. The Mefarshim bring that when it says that the Gemara says that when it says that he asked them, "Who is she?" She's my sister. How is he able to say that? It was really his wife, because he took on the chumras of acting towards his wife at that time as though she were his sister. Why? Because they knew that they were walking into a jungle, into a place that lacked Yiras Shamayim. They felt that if they would have any closeness with their wives, it would be a relationship of tumah. Therefore, they separated from their wives. Watch this now. Kamay shekosav, as the pasuk says, ki omarti, when Avraham Avinu was discussing with Avimelech why he said, achaisihi, you know why I told you she was my sister? Ki omarti, because I said to myself, rak ein yiras elokim b'mokom hazeh, that in this stinking place, they don't fear Hashem, and if I'll tell them she's my wife, they'll kill me and they'll take her as a wife, period. Note, Rabbeinu Zal says, so that's why they felt they were margish ehevel ayoyfi. Why? Because they were entering to a mokum that lacks Yiras Hashem. These two are opposites. One who is solid in Yiras Hashem isn't affected at all by the sinyan of hevel ayoyfi, the beauty of women. V'chakach tikein Avraham zois. And after that, we find that Avraham Avinu was misaking this completely. V'himshich arichas yomim. And he was zeichet to draw the benefits of Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem toisif yomim k'may shekosuv. As the pasuk says, immediately after this incident, the pasuk says, v'yogor Avraham b'eretz pelishtim yomim rabim. Avraham Avinu lived in the land of Plishtim, Yomim Rabim. Why does it use the term Yomim Rabim? To show that his Yiras Hashem was Bishleimus. Bechinas Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim Kanal. That's why he was Echad to Yomim Rabim, because his Yiras Hashem wasn't affected at all by entering into that junky place. The Achakach, what happened afterwards? Kilkelu ha-Plishtim kol ha-Tikunim shetikin Avraham. The Plishtim, this everything that Avraham Avinu had prepared. Bechol ha-Be'erois asher chofru roye Avraham, that all the Be'erois, which the shepherds of Avraham Avinu had dug, all the wells, Sitmum Pelishtim, the Pelishtim closed them off. The Sifrei Kabbalah means Be'er is a mean of Kedusha. Yiskaral v'yiskara Shemei Rabba. If you recall, Rabba is the Yichud of Yudkei Vavkei Alekim and Yudkei Vavkei Alef Dalet Nun Yud. Be'er refers to super high Yichudim. Be'er is Rabba. So these Tikkunim of Be'erois, which Avraham Avinu was Misakein, the Pelishtim destroyed it. The Klipois will Nisgaber again, and they destroyed it. That's Pshat when it says that they closed up the wells that he had dug. And when Yitzchak Avinu, his son, entered into the land of Pelishtim for a second time, we find a repeat performance. He came in there, they asked, who is this? It's my sister. He had to again accept upon himself chumrais with tikkun abris, extra chumrais, to the point where Yitzchak Avinu again was mamshich into that place, Yira Shemayim, which means Arichas Yomim. Shehi Bechinas Yira Shematzelis Mizeh Kanal. V'oz Hutraloy. And then it became permissible for him to have to associate with his wife. Note, he's clarifying every word in these psukim, which doesn't make any sense. Watch this. Kemay Shekosud, as the pasuk says there in Chumash, that Yitzchak Avinu came into the land of Pelishtim, but he kasher orchu leisham yomim, and it was after he had spent a long time there. Vayashkef Avimelech looked out of the window and he saw Yitzchak Avinu kidding around with his wife. That's what it says there. Why does it say it was after he was there many days? Avimelech saw him associating with his wife. It was only after Yitzchak Avinu was misakein union of Arichas Yomim, which is Yira Shemayim, that he accepted associating with his wife. And because Yitzchak Avinu was misakein sinyan of arichas yomim, zocho shom la'ashirus. We know that Yitzchak Avinu was zaycha to an ashirus over there. K'may shekosu, as the pasuk says, vayizra Yitzchak ba'oretz ahi. Yitzchak Avinu planted in that land. Vayimtzo bashono ahi meo she'orim. And he founded in that year 100 cities, 100 gates. Kanal, as it says over there. A person who lacks yira, and he's lacking in the of shmiras habris, he doesn't guard himself in the sinin of hevel ayofi. Bo la'anius, this chas v'shalom brings poverty on a person. K'moy shekosu, as the pasuk says, mishlei al tachmoid yofio bilvavcha. Don't crave her beauty in your heart, the beauty of a beautiful woman. Ki ba'ad isha zoino ad kikar lechem. Because of an illicit woman, you could fall down to the point where you'll only have bread. Meaning that pigama bris causes anias. As the Zohar Kodesh says, man... You skipped the line. You're giving the non-punchline. What's the point of that? Exactly. The Zohar Kodesh says, man the zorak pirur in the meicha, one who chas v'shalom throws the crumbs of his head around. What are the crumbs? The zerak, which comes from the moyach, he throws it around, meaning he's plagued, he has bad thoughts, he takes pigamah b'shmiras abris lightly. You know what his punishment is? Anius rodaf abasrei. Anius. He's wasting something. They show him, hey, you're in no position to waste, we'll make you a pauper. You're wasting thoughts, you become a pauper. The Zohar Kodesh says, Allah has kama kama, one who throws actual crumbs of bread, surely ani asrod of abasrei. Let's note the connection here, that a person that pigam abris, a lack of shmiras abris, leads to anias. Ki ashirus vehevel hayofi hem shnei hafochim. Wealth and pigam abris are two opposites, 100%. Ki ashirus hu me'arichus hanishima. Wealth comes from a long drawn breath. Meaning, we just said before that what's the key to ashirus? Arichas yomim. What is arichas yomim? When a person breathes long, slow, drawn out breaths, that's a longevity of life. Whereas the yofi, pigama bris, the beauty of women, what does that bring? Hu mehefsik hanishima. That's from a quick breathing. That causes a quickness of breathing. Ki b'shas yitzias hatipo zarius. Because we know that at the time that the tip of zera comes out, azay tzorech li yois hefsik hanashima. There must be a stopping of breathing at that moment. Be base timing for two reasons, Rabbi Nezal explains. Echod, one reason, kidei sho yiskarer hatipo al yidei hanashima shehu avir hakar. So that the tipa should not become cooled off. When a person breathes in, He's taking in cool. His blood becomes cool. He's taking in cool air. He's cooling off. He's air conditioning the system inside. How do you air condition? The heart is beating. Beating causes friction. The Zohar Kodesh says, if not for the lungs, if not for the breathing process, the body would burn up from the heat. So Rabbi Nachman says, a person at the time when the tipa is released is not permitted to, it shouldn't breathe, in order that the tipa shouldn't be cooled off from the cool air, shemekabel b'chol rega mibachutz, which the person draws in every second from outside. He breathes in. Why? Why should the tipa not be cooled off? Ki tzricho lotzeis b'chamimus, because the tipa must come out with chamimus, with warmth, kedei shetihye roi lohilodo. Rabbi Nachman is telling you a little of biology here. In order for the tipa to be roi, it must be warm at the time, which means you have to be careful not to breathe in at the time, because that cools it off, chas v'shalom. One second. The habayz, the second reason why there must be hefsek hanashima, ki machmas she'oisek koyach hadoicha lochitzi v'litchoyz hatipo, because the power of pushing is being utilized at the time. The person is pushing in order to release a tipa. Al kain hu behechrech hefsek haneshima. You know your physics, you know anything about the body. In order to blow out, you can't blow in. In order to push, you have to not breathe out. In other words, if a person is pushing something very hard, and at that moment he breathes out, he loses all power. The key to maintaining strength and being able to push is holding your breath. A person, like you picture Shimshon HaGibor being put between the two pillars, he breathed in deeply, he held his breath, that's when his muscles were strongest, then he pushed. What if it, right before he was about to push, he breathed, now push. All your strength is gone. The koyach hadoicha is lost. So we just proved two reasons why at that time there must be hefsek hanashima. Just a second. Al kein hu behechrech hefsek hanashima. Therefore, the time of zivig is certainly a time of hefsek hanashima. Ki hanashima hu maitzi ruach umachnis ruach. When a person breathes, he's putting passing air out and passing air in. Umachmas she'oisek koyach hadoicha l'tchoyz hatipa, and because the koyach hadoicha within the person, the power of pushing, is being utilized within the person to bring out the tipa, i'efsher lohitzi ruach. It's very logical that at that time it's not possible to breathe. It's not possible to breathe out, or else you wouldn't be able to be mitzi the tipa. The alkein hu hefsek hanashima. So therefore we've proven conclusively that that inyan is an inyan of hefsek hanashima, which is the opposite of ashirus, of arichas yamin, which is an inyan of arichas hanashima, a long drawn out breath. V'ze horuach v'hahevel shenichnas mikoidem v'nishar shom. This ruach, this breath, which went into a person and remained there. In other words, when he breathed it, when you want to push with all your might, what do? You take a deep breath first. That ruach that remains in there at the time, who mislabesh b'koyach hadoicha, is utilized as a force of pushing by the bris. V'al yodoy yoitzo hatipo l'chutz. And it's that deep breath that he took in that gives the koyach to the tipo to be pushed out. Ki im ha'heve... Oh, one second. Ukefi zakus v'tzachus ha'hevel. According to the purity and the cleanliness of the breath, Kain havlad melubon omezulos. That's what determines how white and how agile the child is that comes out. Ki im hahevel zach venoki. If the breath is a pure one and a clear one, azai hatipo sheyoytzas shemelubos shom hahevel hazois. He gam kain zach onakia. Then the tipo, which this breath is pushing out, the breath is encircling the tipo and pushing it out. The tipa comes out pure. If the hevel is pure, the tipa comes out pure. But azai havlad gam kein melubon amezuras. Then the child that's born from this tipa is also pure and agile. The yesh achirus b'soich hahevel. If there is a spoilage within the breath, azai nisaker hatipa chas gam kein. Then the tipa chas v'shalom also becomes spoiled. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, odom lahevel domeh. Meaning, ki a person is like his breath. Meaning, ki kefi hahevel, according to the breath of a person, kein his havus havlad. That's what determines how the vlad is going to come out, whether it's good or not. If the person's breathing is pure, the vlad that comes out is pure from that person. If not, not. V'ze bechinas ach hevel b'nei yodom. only breath are human beings. Human beings are just breathing forces, like, meaning that the whole character of the human is determined by the breath of his parents. It's the breathing power which whitens and strengthens the vlad. This is what's meant when we say hevel hayofi. What determines the yofi of a vlad? What determines the beauty, physically and spiritually, of a child? The hevel of his parents at the time of zivig, meaning ki hayofi hu kifi hahevel kanal. The yofi of the child is determined by the hevel, by the breath. Nimtzo. So what did we conclude from here? Shehevel hayoifi hu mehefsek hanashima. That what makes the child that's coming out beautiful, what produces fabulous children? Hefsek hanashima. You've got to be very careful at that time not to breathe in. A lack of breathing is what produces a good child. So the whole concept of zivig, of tikkun habris, of shmiras habris, is all an inyan of hefsek hanashima, which is the exact opposite of arichas hanashima. Now Rabbein Zal says, we'll just go a little further. The Alkeim, therefore, mi shechaymed yoifi anoshim, a person who chas v'sholom craves the beauty of women, he goes about this item the wrong way, nimtza, we see from here, shemekabel b'chinas hefsek anashima. What is he drawing onto himself? He's drawing the inyan of zivig, he's drawing that item, which is an inyan of hefsek anashima, lack of breathing. The alkane who behepech me ashirus. That's why he falls into the opposite of ashirus, the opposite of wealth. Shehu bechinas arichus hanashima. We said before that ashirus is an inyan of arichas yomim, an inyan of arichus hanashima, breathing slowly, drawn out breathing, very slowly, luxuriously. Rabbi Nizal says, ki kol mine ashirus, all types of wealth. Dahainu kol mine dogon v'chol ha'ilonois v'asabim v'chol mine matchus. All types of wealth. What is wealth? Where does wealth come from? The earth. We said this week, this Shabbos Nashir, we mentioned all shefa comes from the earth, right? The tvu on earth is what provides for the animals, for all forms of life, which the human beings draw from. Also matchus, metal and glass. What is that? Also comes from the earth. Metals come from the earth. Barzel, gold, all of those items are drawn from the earth. Rabbi Nizal says, and what do they come from? Himrak al yidei kshonim. All of these items require rain to make them grow. All of these plants and trees and everything else. V'chein kol ha'oitzrois heim al yidei kshonim. All the treasuries of Hashem, what nourishes them? Also rain. K'mo shekosel, as the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem l'cho es oitzoroi hatoiv. May Hashem open up to you His fantastic treasuries. Loseis metar artzecho be'itoi. To give you rain at its right time, meaning that rain is what affects the oitzoreis of Hashem, meaning the hagshamim heim mebechinas hanashima. We know that rain comes through an inyan of breathing, meaning shemachnis umekablim avir min hachutz. A person draws in and receives air from the outside. Where do we see that? K'mo shekosel, as the pasuk says, mi nishmas kale yitain kerach urechav mayim b'mutzok. From the breath of Hashem, kaviyochel, comes forth kerach, ice, urechav mayim, and broadness of water, b'mutzok. What is b'mutzok? Anybody know of him? I don't know, whatever it means. Just a minute. So we see that mi nishmas kale, from the breath of Hashem, comes forth ice and water. Geshem comes through Nishima, the Nishima of Hashem, Kaviyochol. Richie, you follow that?
Yeah.
Mi nishmas kev, from the Nishima of Hashem. V'ze b'chinas choin oshir kiryas uzoi. The wealth of a rich man is...
Mutzak usually means salad. I think it's a parallel, kerach and mutzak.
Ah, kerach, exactly. One second. V'ze b'chinas choin oshir kiryas uzoi. The wealth of a rich man is his city of strength. That's what lets him live fortified like. Hainu sheho ashirus hu al yidei bechinas haneshima. The ashirus of a person is dependent on the neshima. Shehu avir hakar. Kiryas means city. Kiryas also is miloshim kar. Air conditioning, cold. Breathing is the air conditioning system, we said. Avir hakar shemekablin bekol rega min achutz. The cold, when a person breathes, he's constantly taking in cold air from outside. Vizehu kiryas uzoi. Hoin oshir, the wealth of an oshir is totally in what? Kiryas Uzoi, the kar, the power of Kriyas, the type of breath he takes in, whether it's pure, in Tikkun HaBris or impure, that's what will determine whether he's an Oshir or not. Bechinas Geshem Matras Uzoi. How does the word Uzoi fit into the Pasuk? We have a Pasuk which says Geshem Matras Uzoi. The pouring rain is an Indian of Motor. So when we say Hoin Oshir Kiryas Uzoi, Ashirus is totally in a person's longevity of breathing, meaning that if he's playing in the Bris, which is an Indian of fast breathing or no breathing, as we explain on the other side, that's what causes him, Chas V'Shalom, to lose out on Ashirus. Ashirus is totally in rain. Through rain, Hashem plants everything. All wealth comes from the ground, which is totally in rain. And rain is totally on an Indian of Minishmas Kel, through the Koyach HaNeshima. Pegam HaBris is the opposite of Neshima. That's why it causes a loss of Ashirus, a loss of Arichas Yamin, a loss of Yirat Shamayim. And this is just, we're going to leave off over here by this vizier. Again, this is just the opening guns of his Torah. He's just starting off introducing these topics. Then Rabbein Ezra is going to branch off, what is Yira? What is Yira Shemayim? And explain how you get it. And what it, how Yira Sashem is the whole key to Pekina Sakara. It's the women who are not who can't give birth, being able to give birth. And this Torah is going to be, we have a lot to say it. It's Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Unless the birth taken is like is that they're talking about physical?
100%.
So it says that the Nishima is taken for a whole week.
Exactly.
Huh? Talking about physical air, that depending on the ears.
No, it means the Ruchni is like. In other words, the person's breathing is a breathing of tumano, is a breathing of taiva, like when a person is in a state of taiva, you know, he's breathing a hungry breath, a hungry physical breath. Or if it's Bikdusha with Yishuv Hadas, you understand that?
That's how you purify.
Of course. It doesn't mean putting up your mitzvah. You know,
that's what I didn't know about the physical thing. How come Rabbeinu Zalman is
reading
that?
How come he mentions about Yisrael? He had a test and it says in the Chumash, Rashi explains that he makes
that
fits
so
in his faith in Galus, and in Galus, other than in Israel. Right?
So?
So how come
he will discuss him. Don't worry. We didn't finish it. Yiras Hashem Kesef Yomim. I mean, of Yosef. Kesef's Kedusha. Let's see. We didn't finish it. We're just starting. We're in the middle of Teres Samach. This Gimel. And so we're going to put them on. It's page 166. The right-hand column. The two dots on the top third of the column. It starts with the words, V'alkein mi shechemed yoifi hanoshim. You think we did that?
That was
it. Yeah. Work for the word vizeh then. Okay, right. The word vizeh, the big word vizeh that comes shortly after that. To a little bit more than halfway down the column. Right. Vizeh bechinas hayesh behevle hagoyim megishimim. You got it? Rabbeinu Zal was talking the topic, if you recall. He's talking about Arichas Yomim in this Torah, about his Bainanus HaTorah, for which you need Ashirus, for which you need Arichas Yomim, for which you need Yirah Shamayim, for which you need Tikkun HaBris, to be saved from the Hevel Anoshim. Rabbeinu Zal explained the whole topic of breathing. Hefsek Neshima is an Indian of Pegam HaBris, and perfect breathing is an Indian of Tikkun HaBris, knowing how to breathe properly. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Shekosu, this is what the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu HaNovi, Hayesh Behevlei Hagoyim Magshimim. Rabbeinu Zal's going to explain this Pasuk now. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh Shekosu, this is what the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu HaNovi, Hayesh Behevlei Hagoyim Magshimim. Ki Behevlei Hagoyim, in the breath of the Goyim, Shehem Bechinas Hefsek HaNeshima, the Goyim symbolize a break in the breathing, in other words, not breathing good, stopping the breathing process, the chinas hevel hayoifi hanal, the breath of the beauty of women, the breath of Pegam HaBris, ein shom bechinas gishomim, their breathing lacks magshinim. Rabbeinu Zal is interpreting the word magshinim here to mean gishomim, geshem. Geshem is the whole concept of shefa. Ki gishomim heim rak al yidei hanashimo kanal, because the whole topic of geshem, which means shefa, which we were discussing before, is all totally in the breathing process. If you recall, Rabbeinu Zal had quoted a pasuk before where he said, "Mi nishmas kel yitain kerach urechav mayim b'mutzak," that from the breath of Hashem comes forth water, motor, geshem, shefa. So when the breath, when there's hefsek haneshima, when there's the neshima of goyim, the neshima of the goyim of the world, there is this lack of makshimim, this lack of gishonim, a lack of shefa. Interesting to note, Rabbeinu Zal brings in a different Torah. What's another word for geshem? Motor. Those two words are used interchangeably. Why is this item referred to as the kolel of all shefa? Because the Sifrei Kabbalah brings that any type of shefa you want to discuss could be analyzed in three manners. There are three ways to describe an item, or three items that make one item different from another. One is mare, the way it looks. The second one is tam, the way it tastes. The third is reyach, the way it smells. Every physical item is different from another. If there's any difference, it's a difference in one of these three items. The way it looks, the way it appears, the way it smells, the way it tastes. And the Rosh Teves of Mare, Tam, Reach is Motor. That's why this term Motor is used as a kolel term with reference to Shefa. So Rabbeinu Zal says here that when you have the Nishmas Goyim, you have Ein Makshimim. There's no Shomim, there's no Shefa, there's a lack of Shefa. Okay. V'ze bechinas hoin mehevel yimat. There's a pasuk in Mishle where it says hoin mehevel yimat. Hoin means wealth. Mehevel, from breath, yimat, can be decreased. Rabbeinu Zal says alidei hevel hanal, through the wrong kind of hevel, hevel hayofi, chas v'shalom, the wealth of a person could become decreased. He could lose his ashirus, he could wipe out the power of geshem. This is why the pasuk says, the kar ruach ish tevuna. One who has a cold spirit is one who is referred to as ish tevuna, one who has a lot of sechel. Rabbeinu Zal explains, al yidei kar ruach, through the coldness of spirit. Shehu ruach hakar shel hanashimo, which means good breathing, because the breathing is the air conditioning system of the body. So if there is kar ruach, if there is air conditioning, we said that the ashirus, the hoin, is totally in perfection of breathing. What does the ashirus lead to? His bainanus hatayra. Now Rabbeinu Zal brings a pasuk. First Rabbeinu Zal showed how C and B are connected. Now Rabbeinu Zal brings another pasuk to show you how C and A are directly connected. First he showed how Ashirus was tied into Tikkun HaBris. Then he went even a step further. Before we showed how Ashirus is tied into his Bainanus. But now he's showing you a second connection, showing you how Ashirus is tied directly to his Bainanus HaTayra. So we proved that A equals B, B equals C. Then we went C equals B, C equals A. Showing everything through Psukim. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ze bechinas v'nishmas shakai tevinei. This is a pasuk in Eliyahu, which Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain now. Ki ikar ha-hizbainanus ha-idei ha-nashimu, the main hizbainanus, the main seichel of a person, the main power of thinking deeply of a person, is totally in the breathing. Bechinas kar ruach kanal, such as the term that we used, the kar ruach ish tevuna. Kar ruach means being able to breathe properly. Ki ikar tikkun ha-seichel ha-idei ha-nashimu, the main perfection of being able to use one's seichel properly is totally in his breathing. Ki ikar haseichel sheyihia al tikunoi sheyuchal lehizboinein. Because what gives the seichel the power to be perfect, to be able to think deeply? Hu al yidei hashmanim shebeguf. The seichel is dependent on the oils of the body. The oils of the body are what nourish the brain. Ki haseichel hu kemoineir hadoilek. Rabbeinu Zal says the neshama, the seichel of a person, is like a candle which burns. Ki ner elokim nishma sodom. There's a pasuk which says that the neshama, which is the seichel, shehan neshama shebamoichi, the seichel is a candle which burns. What does it burn on? The brain burns the oils that are sucked up by it, the oils that are piped to it. And these oils are comparable to the oil that's drawn into a wick which burns. And when the guf lacks these oils, that person's brain is not capable of burning in his bainanus. He can't use his brain well for thinking because the candle doesn't have what to burn on. Rabbeinu Zal says, how do you have people who are, rachmana l'tzlan, mentally ill? through the fact that the moisture within the body, the oils within the body, get dried up. This chas v'shalom caused the brain to get messed up. Like the brain doesn't have oils to burn on. And this is Rabbeinu Zal's talking here like a doctor. He's telling you biological facts. This is what causes mental illness. And what keeps the oils of the body and the moisture within the body at a proper temperature? What keeps it functioning properly? It's totally in the breathing, in the respiratory system. The Tikkun Ezer says, if not for the wings of the lungs are shaped like two wings, if not for those two air conditioners that are resting on the heart would burn up the whole body. The heart is pumping constantly. When anything's in motion, it generates friction, it generates heat. The heart would literally burn up a person's whole body, if not for the fact that there was an air conditioning system on the motor, just like in a car. You need a fan belt to cool the engine. The Tikkun Ezer says there's a fan belt in the body. There's a respiratory system, lungs. Nimtza, so what comes out of this? She'ikr kiyim sham nunes v'lecha she'beguf v'alidei ha'neshima. That item which keeps the whole liquid content of the guf intact is the respiratory system, the breathing. She'mekabeles horeyo ruach hakar mibechutz l'karir ha'lev. The lungs receive cold air from outside the body in order to cool off, to air condition the heart. The question is, why does the heart have to be air-conditioned for the brain to work? That train rein the lame is fashion, meaning, if that works for the brain also, the two are perfectly connected. Rabbi Nezal says, and this is what keeps the sechel perfect to be able to burn in this hizbeinenus. V'zeh b'chinas ner Hashem nishmas odom. That the neshama of a person is referred to as Ner Hashem. She'ikr kiyum v'tikin Ner Hashem. Shehu ha-sechel. The main upkeeping and perfection of the Ner Hashem, which is a nickname for the sechel within a person's body, hu al-yidei ha-neshima kanal, is through the breathing. Neshima, neshama. What's the difference between neshima and neshama? Neshima has the yud al shem hamachshava nemra. Neshima refers specifically to the seichel of the person. What maintains the seichel within a person? It's totally in the neshima. And Rabbi Nezal says now, nimtza. So what have we built so far? Let's go from the beginning of the Torah now till now. Shal yidei yira zeichem arichas yomim. Yira, we said, leads to arichas yomim. Rabbi Nezal wrote a pasuk, yira sashem toisif yomim. And then Rabbeinu Zal said, "Shali deze nimshach ha'ashirus." When you have arichas yomim, you have ashirus. Va'avrohom zokein bo bayomim v'ashem berachas avrohom bakoil. How did he get the bracha of bakoil? Through the bechin of arichas yomim. That's how he got ashirus. Shal yoda yiboim lehizboinenus kanal. Through this ashirus, a person gets to the hizboinenus. Imein kemach in Torah. So far we've built a perfect pyramid. Everything is hooking up beautifully so far. Rabbi Nezal built a chain. Through Yira, you get to Arichas Yomim. Through Arichas Yomim, you get to Ashirus. Through Ashirus, you get to his bonus. Perfect. Everything's intact. Any questions? Any problems? No. Roll them now. Okay, so the chain begins where? With Yira. Now Rabbi Nezal is going to do us the favor of taking the topic of Yira in depth. Let's tell you the whole story of Yira. Yira for whom, Yira how, Yira when, Yira where. Everything about Yira is about to be discussed now. Rabbi Nezal says, Ushlemus ha-Yira, in order for a person to have complete Yira, to get 100 on the test of Yira. How do you get 100 on that test? He bebechinas shalosh kavim. It involves three, what's the best word for kav?
Yes.
Even pants, I don't like that.
Channels.
Okay, three channels, that's the word I want. In order to perfect Yira, it's related to three channels. That's the word Rabbeinu Zal is using here, Kavim. What are the three channels where a person has to channel Yira to these three places? Bechinas Moira Shamayim, there's a concept of fear of Hashem. Umoira Rabuch, fear for a Rebbe.
Umayra av vo'ein. And there's a concept of fear for parents. And now Rabbi Nezal is going to explain and clarify everything about it. Rabbi Nezal says, Ukshayesh chacham hadoyer, shezoyche l'talmidim hagunim, ulebonim hagunim. When there is a chacham in a generation who is zoyche to good talmidim and to good children, he's zoyche to both, azai hayiro b'shlemos. Then the yiro is b'shlemos. When the Rebbe Emes is zeichet to Talmidim HaKunin and Bonim HaKunin, this whole Yira for the whole world is covered completely, as Rabbi Nezal is going to explain. Ki Yiras HaChochom V'Horav Shebedoer Hu Bechinas Moira Shamayim. The Yira which the Tzadik Emes has, who is he supposed to fear? Only Hashem. He is the Tzadik Emes. He doesn't have to fear one above him. Among the Tzadikim, there is none above him. He doesn't have to fear parents. He's above his parents. He's the Tzadik Emes. The only one, he's the one who perfects the concept of Meira Shamayim B'Shlemus. V'ha-Talmidim yesh lohem yiras harav. If he has good Talmidim, his Talmidim perfect the channel of the Yira for a Rebbe, the Chinas Meira Rabuch. The Habonim, and if he has good children, yesh lohem meira avoein. His children will have yira for avoein. In other words, remember, ba'asar de'is dechar nukvolayit kartamon. When we say having, if they'll respect their father properly, it's assumed they're respecting their father and mother. So if you have a Rebbe who has a good talmidim and good students, they are mashlim the whole gamut of yira to perfection. Rabbi Nezal says, Shalitei Gimel Yirois Eilu, through these three types of fear, Hayira Bishlemus. The whole kaima of Yira, the whole gamut of Yira is Bishlemus. Ubechinas Yira Shel Kol Echod Mehagimel Hanal, Tzorech Sheyeh Kolo Misholei Sholesh. This is one of the most basic rules in the whole Chochma Aswemes, the whole Chochma of Kabbalah. When we talk about Chochma, we mean Malchus, this, that. Well, everything is kolol from everything. When we talk about Yira Shamayim, it must be Nichlal, from Yira for a Rebbe, Yira for parents. Everything, each one encompasses the others completely. Rabbi Nezal says each one of these three must be Nichlal from three, meaning, for example, Rabbi Nezal explains, Dahainu Moira Shel Horav, Shehu Moira Shamayim, the fear which the Rebbe has, which is fear of Hashem, Tzorech Sheyir Kol B'Kol HaKlas Moichin, Chochmo Bino Das. He must have this Yira in all three levels of his seichel. The seichel is divided into three parts, Chochmah, Bina, and Das. He must have Yira within his Chochmah, within his Bina, within his Das. Ki ikar Yirosai shel Horav, wal yidei his Boininus. Which is fear of Hashem. Tzorech sheyir kolol b'kol ha-tlas moichin, Chochmah, Bina, Das. He must have this Yira in all three levels of his Seichel. The Seichel is divided into three parts, Chochmah, Bina, and Das. He must have Yira within his Chochmah, within his Bina, within his Das. Ki Iker Yirosai Shel Horav, Wal Yidei, his Boininus,